You're listening to Quoted, the Question of the Day podcast. I am Rebecca Smith. For this month, I want to break from my regular format and instead post short daily episodes. Thanks for listening. So this is how one Kucinich delegate summed up the 2004 Democratic National Convention.
Most of our delegates found out today, or found out during this convention, that being a national delegate wasn't as fruitful as they thought it would be. And they're going to go away, go back home, and say, what the heck for? What was all this all about? We all of a sudden, we couldn't voice our voice because we don't have that right. Once the DNC, which overpowers these folks, and just makes them, crunches them to do what they want to do.
It was pretty bad. But there were still plenty of liberals who made the case that it was worth sticking around and organizing within the party.
I don't think that we can back off right now. I think that we've started to gain some access. We've started to be able to gain some access into this party where some change can be made. But we have to continue organizing at the grassroots level. We need to continue to work with one another. That's the other thing that you brought up earlier, that we're fragmented and that we have similar issues. But if we can find connections and find ways of supporting one another, that will also increase our power and effectiveness.
Well, I have to agree that we cannot break away. We cannot continue to be a fragmented progressive group.
On the other hand, some had this to say.
I have a lot of respect for Dennis Kucinich. He has a lot of great positions. He wants to get the troops out of Iraq. He wants a peace department. He's in favor of gay marriage, issues like that. But I think if he really wants to get those policies enacted and put out there in the mainstream debate, he's going to have to break with the Democratic Party. He wants to bring progressives and radicals back into the Democratic Party, despite the fact the Democratic Party has been consistently marching to the right over the last 30 years. Just recently, he capitulated to Kerry, told his supporters to endorse Kerry in the election, and when they were deciding about the Democratic Party platform, Kucinich said, let's not bring up this anti-war stance. We don't want to divide the party. We want to be unified behind our candidate and getting Bush out of office. That's his main priority. I'm just worried that he's going to contribute towards getting, Bush light John Kerry back into, get him into office in 2004.
In Minnesota, it was a combination of mostly Kucinich and Howard Dean delegates that joined together to form the Progressive Caucus. And we soon got the idea that we could actually elect the Democratic National Committee chair from the ground up. So here's basically how it works. Every state is represented in the Democratic National Committee. We all have a certain amount of delegates that serve on that board, which is basically the governing body of the Democratic Party. And those people who are on that committee, they are the ones who elect the DNC chair. So the idea was that we would tell our representatives here in Minnesota what we wanted in party leadership.
There's an old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We've got a rusty scrap heap in the driveway that's been up on blocks for a few hundred years now, and we cannot select a candidate based on who spends the most money in two states that are not really representative of the rest of the union.
That we need to stop having the same, it's been called an aristocracy of consultants, the same people that have lost election after election. Somebody has to come in there and clean house and have a fighting attitude. We need to recognize that we are the opposition party and it's time to start opposing things. It's time to start opposing things.
The person that I would like to see chair, I would like to see them not try to out Karl Rove. Okay, it can't be done. Don't even try to compete. Quit listening to the pollsters. Quit listening to the corporate-owned media. Let's do the right thing and then bring the people with us.
What strikes me is that the party has got to somehow, some way, establish the argument that conservatism has failed as a governing principle. There is now a 30-year track record of failure in just about any institution that we care to examine closely, and yet any argument that involves any form of governmental intervention, leadership, or regulation is almost tossed off the table as a non-starter, so the argument can't even begin.
This weekend, hearing Dianne Feinstein talk about gay marriage versus Gavin Newsom of San Francisco. Dianne, however you care about the gay marriage thing, what people I think could listen to is our caution and our defensiveness and our care. When asked about it, Dianne Feinstein said, we couldn't have gay marriage because it was too much, too soon, we needed to be careful. Gavin Newsom said that's what people said to Martin Luther King in the Birmingham jail. Either we're for it or we're not. My red state relatives respond to that passion, but they also respond to the caution and the wimpiness of Democratic message, and we need to change that.
I want to see us reclaim the proud title of liberal. He should have turned around and said, I am a liberal, and so was FDR, and that's why we have Social Security, and that's why we have the changes that we needed in this country.
And I believe the Democratic Party needs to step away from its corporate funding.
Yeah. As we look to the future, I think we need to examine what's gone wrong the last two times. Number one, we really did run a Republican against a Republican. There was very little difference between hunt them down and kill them and bring them on. And it was very unfortunate to have a warrior running against a warrior. The country already had one of those, and we didn't have any position left.
One of the reasons that we are losing in the red states, it's not just, it's the economy, stupid, it's about the economics. We no longer espouse the populist economic views that made us great in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s. We've become basically, I hate to say it, we're Republican light. The biggest sign of the problem for me was John Kerry's chief economic advisor, if anybody remembers, is Robert Rubin, or was Robert Rubin, the CEO of Citigroup, who were one of the companies that were most responsible for tearing down the Glass-Steagall walls that separated, that were put up during the Great Depression to keep investment banking and commercial banking apart. We got to start talking about Main Street economics and not Wall Street economics. Yeah. That's how we get back to those red state people, and just put it out in black and white. That's what we got to do.
Speaking of Glass-Steagall, 4 years later, in 2008, the stock market crashed. So the Progressive Caucus held these listening sessions with our DNC members in various places around the state. It was kind of fun. Speaking of listening sessions, my question to you is, what are the qualities of a good listener? Another way to ask that might be, how do you know when you're being heard? I'd be curious to know what comes to mind. You can give me a call at 612-440-1264, or you can go to the website at questionpodcast.com. Until tomorrow, take care.